This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 221 for Wednesday, January 11th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. After two straight days of losses, the ICE Futures canola market is regaining positive momentum on Wednesday morning thanks to strength in comparable oils. While Chicago soil is lower, European rapeseed is mostly higher and Malaysian palm oil is mixed at the start of Wednesday trading. Crude oil is gaining around $1 US per barrel as optimism for a resurgence of Chinese demand outweighed a jump in US crude oil inventories. The Canadian dollar is down less than one-tenth of a US cent compared to Tuesday's close. The March canola contract is up $3.40 per ton at $845. In the US, soybeans are slightly higher, corn is steady, while wheat is on the positive side. On Thursday, the U.S. Department of Agriculture will release its domestic and worldwide supply-demand estimates, as well as its quarterly grain stocks report. Corn ending stocks in the U.S. are expected to be 1.314 billion bushels for tomorrow's WASDE report, compared to 1.257 billion reported in December. Projected corn production in Brazil is expected to increase by 340,000 tons to 126.34 million. While Argentina's corn production is expected to decline 3.03 million tons to 51.97 million. Brazil's first crop corn harvest is reported to be 2.3% complete as of January 5th, compared to 3.1% at this point last year. The March corn contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $6.56. Ending stocks for U.S. soybeans are expected to be 236 million bushels, compared to 220 million in December's WASDE report. However, quarterly stocks as of December 1st are projected to decline by 20 million bushels to 3.132 billion. Brazilian production is expected to decline by 280,000 tons to 152 million, while still being a record harvest. In Argentina, there would be a 2.75 million ton production cut to 46.71 million. The March soybean contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.89. U.S. wheat stocks as of December 1st are expected to total 1.35 billion bushels, the lowest total in 15 years. However, acreage for winter wheat in the country is expected to be 34.5 million acres, which would be an all-time high. Egypt is tendering for wheat to be funded by the World Bank, Taiwan is looking for 45,200 tons of U.S. wheat, and Japan issued a tender for 89,700 tons of U.S. and Canadian wheat. The March Chicago wheat contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.35. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is unchanged at $8.12 U.S. per bushel. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $8.95. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, January 11th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.